This is the Talk Show America Show.
And welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. It's Monday, folks. March 14th, 2011, and wow. I mean, just unbelievable, folks. All kinds of stuff that have gone on. As you know, and many of you know by now, the earthquake in Japan, 8.9 on the Richter scale. Devastating earthquake, folks. One of the largest ever felt in Japan. The devastating tsunami that ensued afterwards, just basically destroying whatever was left on the coasts over there. Just unreal, folks. The devastation is remarkable, and it's sad. Our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to the Japanese people, and hopefully they can get this situation under control. Nuclear reactors, folks, that are facing possible meltdown. There's radiation that's going to be leaking into the air. There's just no doubt about that. That's going to happen. They have to release the pressure there. There's been an explosion at one of the reactors. Still waiting for more information on that. We're going to talk about a few of these things today, along with other things that are going on here politically. Libya, and things of this nature. Things are going crazy. There's been some people who have been emailing me and basically saying it's time to get right with your maker, because they believe this is of biblical proportion, of biblical times. The book of Revelations mentioning disasters and things that are like this going on. And folks, when I look at this, it certainly appears to be that could be exactly what's going on. It's unbelievable. It's not that earthquakes are new, folks. It's not that we haven't had a lot of earthquakes, but there have been a lot of them lately, right behind one after the other. And I suppose, I mean, of serious magnitude. I'm not talking about little rumblings and things, which happen often. But serious magnitude earthquakes that are just beginning to pop up all over the place. Now you had, I believe, in Indonesia it was, shortly after the quake, not too long after that, in Japan. In Indonesia, they had a volcanic eruption. And now that's not unusual. This volcano is active, but it just seems odd that it happened right after the... It's just a lot of things going on, folks. The tsunami has created a lot of problems. There was a report last night, Sunday night, that there was another tsunami sighted off the coast of Japan, a 10-foot wall of water, probably from some of these aftershocks that have been happening, that was headed towards Japan, although I haven't seen, folks, any reports of anything that's happened as a result of that. And when I got up this morning, it's the first thing I looked for to see if did anything happen. I mean, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning, nothing was going on. So I don't know if this maybe was a false report or whatever, but just not good times at all, folks, all the way around. I mean, Japan certainly, your thoughts and prayers have to be with those people and some of the things that happened. Just, I mean, when you saw it on TV, it was just... It was amazing to look at this, witness this destruction going on before your very eyes. You see that wall of water, they showed up from a helicopter view, going towards the mainland there, folks. And you see people driving on these highways that basically know they're all done. I mean, there's nothing else they can do because this wall of water is coming at them and they can't get off the highway. Just unbelievable. Very sad indeed. And, you sit here and you count your lucky stars sometimes, that it hasn't happened to you. And you have to feel very sorry for these people. I mean, there was a car, folks, that I saw tumbling around in the water there in one of the shots. tumbling around in the water. You could see someone inside tumbling around inside the car. Just horrific indeed, and you hope that they got out, or you know, they were able to somehow get out once the car stopped, and it wasn't, hopefully it wasn't under so much water they couldn't get out anyway. You just hope and pray. But there was some good news that came out yesterday, folks. A 60-year-old man was rescued 9 miles from the coastline, out you know, out in the sea, from Japan, 9 miles away, floating on top of the roof of his house, which got ripped off the foundation and sent out to sea. 9 miles, 60 years old, folks, has survived. So, I mean, good. That's a good story. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad stories that will certainly, you know, certainly top that. But that was a good story. Unfortunately, the man's wife, he does not believe, made it. She got swept away. He's not sure what happened to her. Hopefully, maybe she did. But just devastating destruction, folks. And now, of course, the worry is the nuclear plants. You know, are there going to be serious problems with that? And we're going to try to talk a little bit about that today, to some extent, to try to ease some concerns. Because one of the problems that I have, folks, is here comes the left now, and you know, the Dems and the leftist liberals and the greenies all are going to try to use this situation, this disaster, to try to stop any move towards the building of nuclear power plants in this country, that, you know, other than what we already have. They're going to try to, you know, the old saying, what would Rahm Emanuel say? Let no crisis go to waste. Good crisis go to waste. That's what they're going to use this for. And they've already started, folks. You know, saying, well, see, this is why we can't have nuclear power in the United States and on down the line. You know, folks, I understand the concerns, no doubt about it, you know, but you can't look at a disaster that happened somewhere and say, well, that's it, we can't do that now because look what's going on, look what's happening. You know, the power plants could you know, leak radiation, we could have a problem. We had Three Mile Island, folks, that leaked radiation. It can happen, yes, but the nuclear power industry basically has a decent safety record for something that's supposed to be so deadly to what many people think, anyway, on their standards. They really have a pretty good safety record. It's fairly safe. The problem that we have, obviously, is one of the problems that we have is, what do you do with the spent fuel and things of this nature? Because it's, you know, because you got to store it for thousands of years. That is the problem with nuclear power. Not so much that it's not safe, folks. It is fairly safe. You know, again, though, but hey, when disasters happen. I don't care if you have, you know, some of these natural gas tank farms. You know, oil refineries or places where they store all this oil. If you have a natural disaster, that could cause just as many problems as almost a nuclear power plant could cause if it gets damaged in a natural disaster. Don't think because we don't have nuclear power all over the place, dotted all over the, you know, the coast, that we won't have that problem if a earthquake or a tsunami were to hit here. Well, folks, we may not have a lot of an abundance of nuclear plants, but we have other things. That could cause problems. Hey, if you rupture some of those natural gas tanks, and those explosions could be catastrophic, and oil lines as well, the fires and things that could be caused, the ecological disaster that could be caused from oil spilling out. And things, they could be catastrophic as well. So there is, you know, just because it doesn't say nuclear doesn't mean it's not dangerous. And this is the problem that we have to get away from, folks. Yes, we should try to be careful when we're building these, to try to build, safe plants and, you know, I mean, try to earthquake-proof them as much as you can. But, I mean, there's no such thing as earthquake-proof, folks. It should be dubbed earthquake-resistant, because we don't know what magnitude of an earthquake could hit anywhere at any time. And if it's, I mean, it's, let's face it, folks, a catastrophic, such as the one in Japan, earthquake could, you know, take anything down, any building, any structure we build. We're only little creatures on this planet, and building little, you know, if you look at the planet from in space and look at the little dotty buildings we build, it's nothing. It's a little stick compared to the enormous power of the Earth, the earthquakes and earth shifts and things of that nature. So, yeah, can we build earthquake-resistant plants? Sure. Can we build earthquake-resistant buildings? Sure. But are they totally earthquake-proof? No. There is no such thing, folks. And we're going to have to get... We're going to have to understand that. And if you build a power plant, a nuclear power plant on the coastline, which is basically where they build them because they need water to cool them, this basically leaves it open to tsunamis, possible problems with tsunamis as well. There's no doubt about that. So it's difficult. But it's really not the tsunami that damaged this plant as much as it was the earthquake. So... this is what we have to contend with. So it's one of the problems that we have with nuclear power is trying to make it as safe as possible. But it is not, folks, the end all. I mean, and I'm telling you, the greenies were at it. They're at it, trying to get the... the opinion swayed now because we had this this problem and with this tsunami, and now the nuclear plants are they're getting ready to spill radiation in the atmosphere, and some of them think it's going to be another Hiroshima or Nagasaki, folks. That's basically not, that part's not going to happen. Is there a danger of radiation leaking into the air? Yes, there is. There's no doubt about that, because they have to release the pressure on these reactors. But the reactors are made, folks, so that when this happens, when these earthquakes happen, they lower these the rods back into the reactor to shut it down, folks. So it doesn't go out of control. But the problem is, it still generates a lot of heat, and you have to try to keep the heat down. So you have to put water on it. Well, if they lose power and they can't turn turbines to put water in there, it becomes a problem. Now, they have battery backups and generators, and they use that. And of course, unless those were damaged also in the process. So I don't know exactly what's going on at any of these reactors yet. We still haven't got complete word. But there is, we get some updates from the IAEA. We can talk about that a little bit. But again, I can't tell you that that's the most up-to-date information. It is the most up-to-date information we have at this time. But just amazing, folks, and sad. I mean, if anything you can do to help the Japanese people in their efforts, the relief efforts, you're going to see the Red Cross and some of these other organizations getting money for this. Please help as much as you can. I know it's right now people are having a lot of financial problems themselves, but think about the problems you have, and then look at the devastation over there in Japan, and start realizing that I may have it bad, but I haven't got it half as bad as those people. Not even a quarter as bad as those people. Just sad indeed. And of course, we're helping as much as we can with the U.S. military and things, which is would be expected of us to do. We are doing that, and we are a humanitarian country, whether people want to believe it or not, folks. We provide a lot of the humanitarian aid across the globe. It's not really appreciated much, but it's true. I think the Japanese people will be a little bit different, though they normally are. They're honorable, so I don't think we'll have a big problem there. All right. So what's going on with these reactors? Is there a problem? Should we be concerned about it? Well, the latest information, folks, out of the IAEA, and this is right off their blog, confirm the following information about the status of Units 1, 2, and 3 at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Unit 1 is being powered by mobile power generators on the site, and works continue to restore power to the plant, so they're trying to get power back. There is currently no power via off-site power supply. In other words, there's no power going there. They're generating it themselves. Or backup diesel generators are being provided to the plant, so they're not getting any more. Seawater and boron are being injected into the reactor vessel to cool the reactor. Due to the explosion on the 12th, the containment building has been lost, so they lost the containment building, folks. So they're still trying to keep this cool down. This is a basic update. I can't, I'm trying to do the best I can with what information we have. Now, unit number 2 there is being powered by a mobile power generator on the site. And this also continues to restore the power to that plant. There is currently neither off-site power nor backup diesel generators at the plant. The reactor core is being cooled through reactor core isolation cooling, a procedure used to remove heat from the core. The current reactor water level is lower than normal, but remains steady, and the containment building is intact at Unit 2, which is good news, folks. Now, Unit 3 does not have off-site power, because the power's been disconnected from these places, nor backup diesel generators to provide power to the plant. As the high-pressure injection system and other attempts to cool the reactor have failed, injection of water and boron into the reactor vessel has commenced. So they're still trying to cool it down. Water levels inside the reactor vessel increase steadily for a certain amount of time, but readings indicating that the water level inside the pressure vessel are no longer showing an increase. The reason behind this is unknown at this time. To relieve pressure, venting of the containment started on the 13th of March at 9:20 a.m. local Japanese time. Planning is underway to reduce the concentration of hydrogen inside the containment building. The containment building is intact at Unit 3. Okay, so they have that, folks. And it's still awaiting information about the spent fuel at the Daiichi plant. So, folks, that's basically an update we have right now. All of them are still trying to cool these reactors. And remember, things that are containment buildings and everything, you know, they hear roofs blown off this. It's the containment buildings that are that are being lost, folks. And so far, it is not the reactors themselves. So the panic should, be cut down a little bit. The rhetoric. It's a dangerous situation, and it has to be monitored, and we have to try to do what we can. Well, they have to try to do what they can anyway, to contain, to keep the reactor cool. No doubt about it, folks. But it is not. Get ready for a nuclear explosion. And this is what a lot of people are trying to get at. It just doesn't happen that way anyway, folks. As much as people want you to believe that, it just doesn't happen that way. But can dangerous levels of radiation leak out? Absolutely. Right now, they're probably pushing some levels of radiation out, just very, very slowly, trying to release it into the atmosphere to reduce the pressure. Can these radioactive levels create problems? Yes. But right now, there's probably not. It depends on how many people are around the area that it would really affect. I mean, I know they've got rescue workers in there, but they have to release this pressure. They certainly don't want any type of explosion or to lose control of the reactor. All right. We're going to be right back, folks, and we'll be talking about how the greenies and the liberal leftists and some of the Democrats are now trying to use this as a way to stop us from, developing more nuclear reactors in this country to try to get away from fossil fuel, folks. We'll be back after these messages here on the Talk Show America show, so don't go away.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Indeed.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. Certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. You know, along comes the leave it to these people. As we said, folks, you know, there is no crisis should go on. No good crisis should go to waste, as Ron Emanuel has said, and they're certainly seeming to push this way, folks. Some U.S. lawmakers, some U.S. lawmakers are looking to put the brakes on building new nuclear plants after witnessing the crisis at several Japanese reactors that were rocked by Friday's massive earthquake and tsunami. Now, folks, again, this is, you know, when we talk about massive earthquake, this is exactly what this was. The most powerful earthquake that has basically ever hit, in recorded history anyway, that has basically hit Japan. 8.9%, 0.9 on the Richter scale. That's a big earthquake, folks. It's unreal. And at this point in time, of course, certainly puts a big kibosh on. It certainly puts a big question mark on whether or not we should be building nuclear plants. It's a fear factor, folks, and this is what they're using. They're using, this to generate fear that, we shouldn't be building these plants. Now, see, this is what we were talking about. Now, one of the people that's leading this charge is Senator Joe Lieberman, the independent from Connecticut that used to be obviously a Democrat. He called for a temporary moratorium on the construction of nuclear power plants in the United States following the Japanese quake, which damaged two reactors at a nuclear facility in the country's northeast sector. Folks, I didn't realize we were building any nuclear reactors. Is this something that, I didn't realize that we were building these. Are we building nuclear reactors? It's certainly something I was unaware of. We haven't built one in a long time. I know they're talking about this again, but this is a moratorium. We're not building them anyway. I mean, unless it's something I don't know about, and maybe I'm missing something. But anyway, this is, again, the knee-jerk reaction stuff that happens. Instead of, waiting for the data to come in, because we're not building nuclear power plants right now, waiting for the data to come in, waiting to see what happens, waiting to see if beyond what's going on right now, this is the only damage that's going to happen. We're going to get the knee-jerk reaction again. You know, this is exactly what happens all the time in this country. And this is why, we continue to go down this slippery slope, because we go with knee-jerk reactions to everything rather than waiting. Remember when Representative Giffords was shot in Arizona, that sad day. One of the first things one of the Republican comes out with is a law that says you will have to stay 1,000 feet away from a political candidate or a representative, or someone that's a lawmaker with a firearm. Now, it sounds well-intentioned. and sounds well-meaning, then, you know, I mean, I'm sure that's what it was, except it's a knee-jerk reaction. Does anyone think that if someone wants to kill this person, that they care about what that thousand-foot rule is? It's not going to make any difference, because if they kill that person, that law is going to mean little to them. What they're going to face in penalties, and even if they attempt to kill that person or injure that person, that law is going to mean very little to them. It's not going to stop whoever wants to do these things, kill someone like that, from doing it. All it's going to do is stop people who wouldn't do it in the first place, who aren't going to do it. I mean, it's ridiculous, and this is the same type of idea. We're coming along with, well, we need to put a temporary moratorium on the construction of nuclear power plants in this country. Well, like I said, the last time I knew, I didn't realize that we were constructing any nuclear power plants that I'm aware of in this country. So what are we putting a moratorium on? We're putting a moratorium on about even talking about it is what we're doing, folks. It's ridiculous. It's just like when we had the problem down in the Gulf of Mexico with the drilling. And yes, big problem down there, but it's been straightened out, and but now we've put a moratorium on drilling anywhere down there, and basically what's happening is everybody else is going down into the Gulf outside of U.S. waters, drilling away, and in the meantime, we're not doing any drilling because of a knee jerk reaction, folks. It's contained. Everything's it's done. We've learned from it. We can go on, and we better start doing this. We need alternatives to fossil fuel from OPEC countries. We need it. It's been shown. You know, we talked about this before, about drilling here and drilling now, and everybody says it's going to take 10 years. It doesn't matter anyway. It's not going to change anything, and blah 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 on down the line. But the problem is this. We've gotten to the point where, we keep saying this. Well, it's not going to matter. It's not going to change anything. Why are we doing this? It's going to take 10 years to do it. And we keep saying that. And every time we turn around and we have another one of these crises, such as going on in the Middle East, and the oil speculators use it to raise the price of oil to ungodly amounts per barrel, we keep saying that we need to drill here and drill now, and then once the oil the oil goes down, we need to start, down again. We start backing off from that and going, oh, well, things are stable now again. Folks, we need to drill here, drill now. It may take 5 to 10 years to get the oil out, which is, most of that's poppycock anyway. It's not true. We can usually get it out within 3 to 5 years, and especially with the technology we have now. The bottom line is, folks, if we had been doing that 5 or 10 years ago, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. It may take 5 or 10 years, but let's start doing it now so that in 10 years from now, 15 years from now, we're not in a worse situation than we're in now. And at the same time, folks, as we are looking to put forth other to drill and to look for alternative energy and things of this nature, we can be producing jobs for people here in this country. Jobs because the oil industry is going to be hiring people to do drilling and things of this nature. We can produce jobs. It's as simple as that. And the problem is that we're not looking at it that way. You want to produce jobs? Here's a great way: start drilling. Here and now, start searching it out, drilling it. It's going to take some time, but that produces jobs. It's as simple as that, and we have got to start doing that. If we don't, we're going to be back into the same situation in another 5 years, even if this starts leveling off. And then, the worst that can happen is, folks, if a disaster happens in the Middle East, we could lose all that oil almost completely. So we better start doing it now. There's no doubt about it, so that in 5 years from now, we can be closer to independence, if not independent. And nuclear power is going to also be one of the areas that's going to, bode in that, whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not, folks. Because, we want to eventually, get away from fossil fuel altogether. Of course, that's going to be years and years down the road, no doubt about it. That's true. But the bottom line is, folks, that if we don't start now, it just keeps postponing it and postponing it and postponing it. as I said, if we'd have done this, and I said this even back in 2005, and back when the when we had other increases in oil prices, that we need to start doing this now, so that 5 or 10 years from now we can be mostly independent of foreign oil. And until we do this, folks, we are going to be stuck in the same trap. It's just a complete circle all the time. Round and round we go, and we end up in the same situation. Every 5 years or so, we start, the oil starts going up. The Middle East starts turning into a hotbed. The oil speculators use that to crank up the price of oil, and we're still stuck in the same circle. We need to get out of that. And until we do, until we're willing to do that, we'll continue to rely on fossil fuel, because it'll be coming from other countries and we have to get it. And obviously, if we continue with this so-called moratorium on nuclear plants, we're gonna be relying on fossil fuels for many decades to come. There's no doubt about that. We'll be right back after these messages here in the Talk Show America Show, folks. So don't go away, because we'll return in a moment.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store, and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
Hey, Talk Show America fans, experience what the internet is talking about.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking, pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
So here's to all the soldiers fighting for you and me. Because you wear that uniform, America is free.
There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue. And I can live my life in peace, thanks to you.
So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me. Because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep
keep us safe from harm. America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
And yes, you are, folks, and thank you very much indeed. We appreciate it, and of course, we appreciate our brave men and women, folks, who fight for our freedoms every single day across the globe. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers, and please remember to go to americasupportyou.mil, folks, where you can thank the soldiers every single day for their service and sacrifice in the global war on terror. Just go up there, americasupportyou.mil. You don't have to know a soldier. You can just send it to all the soldiers, any soldier. Thank you for your bravery and your courage. Thank you for fighting for our freedoms. And thank you, you know, for your sacrifice. It's something that they read all the time, folks. There's other ways that you can help, go to, you know, help the soldiers or send them things up there too, care packages. You can find links to that up there. Those cost a little bit, but the situations, situation is free. You don't pay for that. You write the email, they send them out, and soldiers read them. They go up on their website all the time and read them every single day. All right. Let's get back to what we were talking about. Somehow, when I was reading the teleprompter here, I shouldn't say teleprompter. It's not a teleprompter. It's called a flow prompter, folks. Basically, it's just got the basic outline of the show here. I jumped ahead and said situation. Sorry about that. The email section of americasupportyou.mil. Oh, well, it's just been one of them mornings, folks. So anyway, as we were saying, folks, and as we were talking about, you know, the Democrats here letting no crisis go to waste, certainly talking here about a moratorium. And this is what Joe Lieberman said, which just really, it just knocks my socks off here, folks, because, again, one of you can email me if you know something that I didn't know that we were constructing any nuclear power plants in the country. But he says, quote unquote, folks, the reality is what we're watching is that we're watching something unfold. He said this on Face the Nation, by the way. I think it calls on us in the United States naturally not to stop building nuclear power plants, but to put the brakes on right now until we understand the ramifications of what happened to Japan, unquote. Now, certainly we should be looking at, these things and saying, okay, if we build plants, how can we build them better, stronger, so that this doesn't happen? That's the point, folks. If we build plants, as I said, as far as I know of no nuclear power plants that are being built. So if we're putting a moratorium on building something that we're not doing in the first place. It doesn't make any sense, and again, it doesn't make any sense because it's a knee-jerk reaction. You know, and these politicians got to run up to the microphone and, well, look at me, look at how concerned I am with everything. And, please, folks, you know, and I like Joe Lieberman. He's not a bad guy, don't get me wrong, folks. But, I mean, come on, Joe. Where's your head here? You know, I mean, he says he believes in the benefits of nuclear power, but he reiterates the concern of his safety. Well, of course, folks, in any energy we're developing, whether it be electric, oil, gas, solar, nuclear, there's a danger. Well, of course, maybe not so much solar, but there's a danger in these things. The windmills, even. There's a danger. The windmills have proven that they're not, that they cause environmental concerns, for birds and stuff. That is a concern for some people. There's no free way out of all of this. You know, and he has been a supporter of nuclear power. There's no doubt about it. But we got to quietly put the, he says, we kind of quietly, quickly put the brakes on until we absorb what happened. As I said, what are we putting the brakes on? As far as I know, there's nothing being built. I don't know. But see, this is the, and then, of course, we have to have folks, Representative Edward Markey of Massachusetts, the senior Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee, of course, we warned Saturday that the U.S. is vulnerable to the same type of nuclear accident for the plants we already have. Sure, no doubt about it. Of course, we're asking now, he wants to ask the Obama administration and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, to consider the implementation of several policy changes in light of the disaster. Of course, again, the knee-jerk reaction, folks. The knee-jerk reaction. Does anybody even ask them? there's 104 nuclear plants operating in the United States, folks, with construction on all of them beginning in 1974 or earlier. In other words, we haven't built any. I'm telling you. Nobody's asking them. It's too much. Now there's 16 potential nuclear reactors with applications in front of them, but no one's building it right now, folks. There's applications for it. I don't know. I can't take it anymore. I can't. I think they think we're stupid. Just unbelievable. Yes. Should we, if we're looking at construction, should we say, hey, we might want to take a look at these before we approve any plans? That's not a moratorium on construction, folks. It could be because there is no construction going on right now. But anyway, you know, and I know that let no good crisis go to waste, as has been said by Rahm Emanuel. I mean, and this is basically the mantra they're following. Now, folks, to kind of put a little bit of a kibosh on these people's their knee-jerk reaction, the Wall Street Journal had an article saying that Japan does not face another Chernobyl. In other words, it says even while thousands of people are reported dead or missing, whole neighborhoods lie in ruin, which is true, and gas and oil fires rage out of control, folks. Gas and oil fires, yes, because it's dangerous. Rage out of control. Press coverage of Japanese earthquake has quickly settled on the troubles of at two nuclear reactors as the center of the catastrophe, which basically is it's just an integral part of it, folks. It is not the center of it, and this is what they're trying to say. Of course, Representative Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, pushing the alarm button, folks. And now again, folks, he's a longtime opponent of nuclear power, by the way. He wanted another Chernobyl. I mean, these people take this crisis and then they ramp it up. They're the alarmists. He's predicted that the same thing could happen here. In response, he called for an immediate suspension of licensing procedures for the Westinghouse AP1000, a Generation 3 reactor that has been laboring through design review at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for 7 years. You hear that, folks? They're not even constructing any of these things. They're just plans. Plans. But of course, they respond with panic. Now, it certainly would be useful to review exactly what happens in Japan, so that and when these these plans get approved, we can kind of look and say, okay, wait a minute, we might want to adjust these. But a moratorium, folks, this is what I'm talking about, knee jerk reaction. We should review exactly what is happening in Japan and to look at what we have to fear from it. The core of a nuclear reactor operates at about 550 degrees Fahrenheit, which is well below the temperature of a coal furnace and only slightly hotter than a kitchen oven. If anything unusual occurs, the control rods, remember I said, immediately drop, shutting off the nuclear reaction. You can't have a runaway reactor, nor can a reactor explode like a nuclear bomb, as I've been trying to tell people. Unfortunately, the Democrats, the Greenies, the Liberals, they want to make you think it's good. There's going to be a mushroom cloud appearing and things of this nature. It's just not what's going to happen, folks, as we have tried to say, as I was telling you earlier in the show. A commercial reactor is to a bomb what Vaseline is to napalm. Although both are made from petroleum jelly, only one of them potentially has explosive material. Once the reactor has shut down, there remains decay heat from traces of other radioactive isotopes. This can take more than a week to cool down, and the rods must be continually bathed in cooling waters to keep them from overheating. On all Generation 2 reactors, folks, the ones currently in operation, the cooling water is circulated by electric pumps, and the new Generation 3 reactors, which is something that Westinghouse, I believe, wants to build, as the AP1000, have a simplified passive cooling system where the water circulates by natural convection with no pumping required. If the pumps are knocked out in a Generation 2 reactor, such as the one in Fukushima, the water in the cooling system can overheat and evaporate. The resulting steam increases internal pressure that must be vented. There was a small release of radioactive steam at Three Mile Island in 1979, as many of you remember. And there has also been a few releases at this plant in the past. These produce radiation at about the level of one dental X-ray in the immediate vicinity and quickly dissipate. As we said, it depends on the people in the area and things of this nature. If the coolant continues to evaporate, the water level can fall below the level of fuel rods, exposing them. This will cause a meltdown, meaning the fuel rods melt to the bottom of the steel pressure vessel. Early speculation was that in the case like this, the fuel might continue melting right through the steel and perhaps even through the concrete containment structure, the so-called China syndrome, where the fuel would melt all the way to China. But Three Mile Island proved that this just doesn't happen, folks. The melted rods simply aren't hot enough to melt steel or concrete. The decay heat must still be absorbed, however, and as a last-ditch effort, the emergency core cooling system can be activated to flood the entire containment structure with water. This will do considerable damage to the reactor, but will prevent any further steam releases. The Japanese have now reportedly done this, using seawater and at least two of the troubled reactors. These reactors will never be restarted. So they're basically all done, folks. None of this amounts, folks, to another Chernobyl. The Chernobyl reactor had two crucial design flaws. First, it used graphite carbon instead of water to moderate the neutrons, which makes possible the nuclear reaction. The graphite caught fire in April of 1906 and burned for 4 days. And water, obviously, folks, doesn't catch fire. Second, Chernobyl had no containment structure. When the graphite caught fire, it spouted a plume of radioactive smoke that spread across the globe. A containment structure would have both smothered the fire and contained the radioactivity. If a meltdown does occur in Japan, folks, it will be a disaster for the Tokyo Electric Power Company, but not for the general public. Whatever steam release occurs will have a negligible impact. So, researchers have spent 30 years trying to find health effects from the steam releases at Three Mile Island and have come up with nothing. With all the death, devastation, and disease now threatening tens of thousands in Japan from this earthquake and tsunami, folks, it is trivializing and almost obscene to spend so much time worrying about damage to a nuclear reactor. What the Japanese earthquake has proved is that even the oldest containment structures can withstand the impact of one of the largest earthquakes in recorded history. The problem has been with the electrical pumps requiring to operate the cooling system. It would be tragic if the result of the Japanese accident were to prevent development of Generation 3 reactors, which eliminate this design flaw. And that is the General Electric one that you're talking about, folks, the AP1000. I mean... what they're trying to say here, folks, is this is an overreaction and a knee-jerk reaction. Is it a concern? Yes. Do we want to try to stop this? Absolutely. Okay, but the mainstream news media, folks, is hyping this into a disaster of biblical proportions of the end of the world type stuff. This is not going to happen, folks. At least not from the reactor. I'd be more worried about more earthquakes and tsunamis and things of that nature that are going to cause even more problems in Japan, rather than worried about the fact that this reactor overheats. It cannot go into nuclear explosion, folks, and it can't melt all the way to China. And that's what they based the China Syndrome movie on. It just can't. All right, folks, we're a little bit behind on a break. We're going to go right to the break now. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with all our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're back here on the Talk Show America show. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We don't have a lot of time here, folks. We only got about 4 minutes left to the show. But, you know, a couple things I wanted to reiterate on. Number one, Japan's not going to turn into Chernobyl. It's not going to turn into, the China syndrome. It's not going to be a big nuclear explosion. So I wish that the mainstream news media and the leftists, the liberals, and, of course, you know, the greenies are loving every minute of this because they're trying to push their agenda, would stop hyping this, okay? It's a dangerous situation. It's a sad situation. Certainly, we don't want to release any radiation if we don't have to. But it's not the end of the world, folks. And you know, again, as the Wall Street article points out, and rightfully so, if anything, this has proved that the safety features for the most part are working. Because it's the reactor that you have to worry about, folks, and the release of radiation. It is not the some nuclear explosion. And this is the problem that you have with the hyping by the mainstream news media, and as I said, the leftist liberals as well. And the green movement right now is using this because they're loving every minute of this. So this should not stop us from developing energy, including nuclear, folks. Can we look at some of this and say, okay, we know you've got these plants, but can you make an adjustment? We want to see if we can avoid this, what happened in Japan. Sure. But a moratorium on building, number one, we're not building any, folks. So that's a joke in and of itself, although they certainly put plans forth, but they haven't, we haven't seen any of that for a long time. So should we look at this situation and see if we can learn anything from it? Absolutely. But to sit there and make a knee-jerk reaction, oh, we have a moratorium now, we're not going to build any nuclear plants, is just ridiculous, folks. And it takes a long time to get these plans through. Believe me, they scrutinize them to no end, which is a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. They want to make sure all the safety mechanisms that we can possibly put there are there. And, you know, again, the danger from this is a release of, you know, a devastating amount of radiation, not a nuclear explosion. And that's not going to happen because of the containment issues. So we're not going to see that happen as much as the mainstream news media and the leftist liberals would probably like to see it happen, so they can point to it and say, "See, that's what you get with nuclear power." Well, you don't want to deal with nuclear power, folks. You're going to have to still deal with fossil fuel and other types of energy. We better start drilling here and drilling now, as we've been saying before, or else we're going to be back to the same problem in a year or so, even if this situation straightens out and levels off and fuel prices start going down. We didn't learn from a few years ago, and we're not going to learn again if we don't get off our duffs and get it done. And that includes lifting the moratorium on drilling, in the Gulf and at ANWR and a few other places. You got to get to your representatives and let them know, folks, we don't want this. All right, folks, that's all the time I have for today on the show. We'll catch you later here on the Talk to America show. Have a great week. Stay safe.